Frankie, Nashville, Tennessee, December 27, 1901. Elder Frankie, yesterday W.C. White mailed a letter to you and Elder Haskell. I read with interest what you had written. I am intensely anxious to have many things copied to send you, but Sarah's eyes will not bear the taxation of much reading, and I dare not have her taxed. The letter already sent may let in a little light. I have been much afflicted with exhaustion. I did not step my feet on the ground until December 24th, when Brother Palmer's carriage was brought to take me for a ride. I have ridden out once since. I have been unable to use my voice. 1 week ago last Sunday, I had fears that I should not live through the day. I have looked more like a corpse than a living woman. But although so very weak, I refuse to give up. I will write a little each day. My appetite is gone, and I am malarious. I have only once attempted to say anything to the people here, and then it was to the workers in the office and those who are doing service here. I spoke about 25 minutes. I have been solicited to go to Graysville, but dare not do it. I wait, expecting that the Lord will help me to speak a few words when He has a time for me to speak. In regard to your coming to Nashville, you will be disappointed if you come now, as this is not the most favorable time of the year. I write thus because when you do come, there must be a work done after your effort, to ripen off the work that could not be done now. I see no reason why you should not comply with the requests and improve the opportunity presented. We have no time to lose, and the Lord will take care of results. I see nothing to hinder you from stepping right into the hall where you have been working, but you should not be extravagant in your notices. The getting of photographs of yourself and your family is not endorsed by the Lord. That is not the way the Lord desires His work to be advanced. The example is not a correct one. All monies should be used to glorify God, to magnify His name. It is not necessary to use photographs in notices. Now, my brother, there is a great work to be done in New York City. You, as a leader in that work, must not magnify the man, but the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep self out of sight. Hide in Christ Jesus. My brother, you need a deep work of grace in your heart that you may impart to others. You have children, and on their account, you need to be strictly guarded, that your example may not differ so widely from that of the Lord Jesus. Who was He? The Majesty of Heaven, the King of Glory. And yet we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became it, for whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both He that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause He is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in Him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Hebrews 2, verse 9-13. My brother, bear in mind the example you are giving your children in the expenditure of means. Teach them self-denial. Try the matter, for thus hath God spoken. Christ is our example. While you speak in large halls, depending upon those not of our faith to bear the expense, be sure to make the outlay of means as small as possible. You must work in doing this. I feel a large interest in your family. I want to see every son brought into the truth, and your wife thoroughly converted. God will accept her if she will consecrate herself and walk humbly with Him. Your work is one that must reach to wife and children. The divine merchantman from the heaven of heavens is a suppliant at the door of the hearts of yourself, your wife, and your children. Hark! Do you hear that knock? Father, husband, wife, and children, do you hear? Behold, I, your Savior and your Redeemer, stand at the door and knock. He is in the attitude of standing, waiting, listening for a response. Will you open the door of your heart and say, "Come in, my heavenly friend"? He loves you, and he gives you evidence of his condescension and his love. Who is it that takes this humiliating position? It is the Majesty of Heaven. It is the King of Glory. Will you let him in? He is the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, whose throne is of old from everlasting. Revelation 3, verse 14. Behold him, the mighty, uncreated Lord, the all-glorious Redeemer. Behold him, waiting for your answer. Will you let him in? Father, mother, children, God calls for your whole family. He wants you all. He cannot spare one of you. Will you listen to his pleading voice? He asks you, "Will you give me your hearts? Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price." 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, 20. And what a price! He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53, verse 5. Will you open the door and let Jesus in? He wants the heart, the soul, the service of father, mother, children united. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. Hebrews 12, verse 25. Let everything be made as clear as possible in the pathway of holiness for the feet of mother and children. This forgiving love embraces all. Will you let him in? Turn from every practice that will grieve the dear Redeemer. Turn from every idol, whate'er that idol be. Yield all to Christ and give yourselves to him, every individual member of the family. He longs to grasp you all in his great, loving arms. Will you let him in, the King, the Lord of hosts? Open the door and let Jesus come in. I am deeply, intensely in earnest that not one of you shall be found to have a heart so hard and unimpressible as to let the divine visitor from heaven remain outside. The Lord has a work for the Father to do. Will you each try to clear his way as much as possible? Will you hold up his hands that they may not hang down? Will you, my dear brother Franca, cut away many things that might have less of your attention and give time to seeking that strength which cometh from Christ Jesus? God will clear your path before you if you will only, one and all, be a united family to love and serve and honor God with all your powers. Ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your bodies and spirits, which are God's. We all have a heaven to win. We are to educate and train our talents, making the most of our capabilities in glorifying God. Lift up the standard. Set your mark high. Lead other youth to Jesus. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." And let him that heareth say, "Come." And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22, verse 17. I feel a great interest in your family. If you can represent a well-disciplined Christian family, it will do more for Christianity to win other families to Christ than any effort you can make in preaching. Christ calls for every one of your family to become a missionary, to help you in the grand, great work of saving souls. Sister Franca, my heart is drawn out in most earnest desire that you may be all that Christ has made provision that you should be, His consecrated, humble follower. It will pay you to make thorough work now in consecration. Will you give Jesus your whole heart? In love,